Hello, it's time for the Q&A. I'm just gonna try and find it. I hope you've all had a lovely month and thank you for your questions. Let me just have a look. I don't have much content on my feed this month just because there hasn't been many early access for YouTube because I've been busy stockpiling stuff. Where is it? There we are. Thank you so much for your questions. So, the first one is from Nam. What helps you overcome writer's block? I've recently hit a wall and trying to find inspiration. Oh gosh, I wish I knew. what helps me with writer's block? Sometimes, because I do a lot of my work on the PC, one thing that helps me get writing again is actually using physical pen and paper. Just to, you know, I will go back to the basics of doing like a little mind map and then bullet points, and then eventually start writing sentences again. So that really helps me. I started going through that in October when I was doing all of my Halloween-y type audios. I was going through a bit of writer's block then, and that really helped me. So maybe that. I hope you get over your writer's block. Have you made any resolutions or big plans for the new year? With all your monster videos, will all of your monster videos move to Screens of Peaches, or will you only upload all future products there? So resolutions for the new year's or big plans. I don't have anything huge really. There is something streaming related that I'm working on, which will be coming to fruition like later on in the year. In terms of audio stuff, I have some collabs planned, which is exciting. And in terms of resolutions, I made a commitment to take care of myself a bit better. So going for exercise more often and drinking water more often and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to be good in that department. I want to read more as well. So I've been reading a series called A Court of Thorns and Roses, which is, there's like two other series to read after this called Throne of Glass and Crescent City. So I'm excited to chunk my way through those and then pick up some of the classics that I've got. Like I have Pride and Prejudice on my shelf that I haven't read yet. And a couple of other really pretty classic books that I want to read. So yeah, I would say that. And in terms of the monster videos, yeah, they are all going to move to Screams of Peaches, and I will start uploading those very soon. They're actually already ready and up on the channel. I just need to start posting them. So yeah, any kind of Monster Girl type audios will start going on there, and like Yandere and all those other genres are going to move over there. So yeah, thank you. Do you know anyone or where we can get more of your style of NSFW content, audio and or gentle? I don't, to be honest. That's part of the reason why I started making NSFW stuff in the first place, was because I felt like there wasn't enough of that kind of content out there. And as someone who has, I don't know, I've listened to a few things around, you know, that kind of content, and it's all just so, it's really triggering for me. And I just felt like there isn't anything out there. There isn't really anything that's gentle or realistic, to be honest. It's all just very, it's the thing with things like porn, isn't it? It's just very unrealistic and very, it gives people the wrong idea about how sex should be. So I don't know, I wish I could help you. If I ever stumble across anything that's very similar, then I'll let you know. But that's why I made the audios that I did. You've made a whole lot of goth girl characters, especially recently. They're all great, by the way. Thank you. Is the goth girl archetype your favorite? And if so, are you a goth yourself? I would say it's a mix of, I enjoy playing that character because, especially as a teenager, I was very goth / emo. And, but you know, like I've never been like a mean goth. I've never been that kind of person, but it's, yeah, it's a mix of, I enjoy playing that character and it does speak to me and my style. I wear a lot of black and, that kind of makeup and stuff. And It's also a mix of, that's kind of what does well, like that's what people want to listen to. So I do tend to lean into that a little bit more. Yeah, I do like it. I do like it. I would say my favorite type though, I love the gentle friends to lovers. Like the realizing that they like each other and the comforting, quiet hours of the early mornings. And yeah, it's definitely my favorite. What do you think is the best age to have children? And if that's not too private for you, do you want to have some? And if so, how many? I don't think there is a best age to have children. I would say the best time to have children is when you feel like you are a complete person yourself. So I've known for a long time that I didn't want to have children until I was able to be stable enough in all ways, like financially, emotionally. When I have kids, I want them to have a really present mom that is somewhat mentally stable and able to provide for them, because I haven't made it a secret that, you know, I've come from a really rough upbringing where my parents were not, you know, and I don't hold any grudges against them. I don't feel any ill feelings towards them, because at the end of the day, they're human beings too, and they didn't mean for anything to happen, but they weren't the most present parents, and they weren't able to provide for us as well as, you know, I'm sure they wanted to, and I just don't want that for my kids. So I've made sure that I've worked on myself and I've healed as much as I can, and I will continue to try and heal from everything. I'm trying to build this financial stability and future for them. And so I feel like after all of those things are done, I'll probably be in like my 60s or whatever by the time that I've like done all of that, but that's what I'm going to aim for. I just want to be the best mom that I can be when I have kids. And in terms of how many I have, I do think I want them. I do want kids. I'm scared that I'm going to mess it up because of my own experiences with my mom. I don't ever want them to feel like I'm a bad mom or that they hate me. I'm sure that they will, because that's the nature of kids. And actually, after adopting my sister a few years ago, I've already gone through raising a teenager anyway, so I figure, how bad can it be with my own kids? Yeah. How many? Probably like two. I feel like one would be, I feel like they get lonely, and I have siblings, and I know how wonderful it is to have siblings and share your life with siblings. So yeah, probably two. That would be enough for me. And the last one, do you think you might attempt racing sometime, or is that just way too out there for you? I don't really have an interest in driving. I don't have an interest in racing. I live in a house where, you know, both of them are avid drivers, and my sister's wanting to learn to drive. She's all about cars and can tell you every type of car that there is. And I'm too scared. I'm too scared to drive, really. I can drive, and I did drive for, you know, quite a while I was doing supply teaching and had my teaching job and stuff, but my car was very old, and I'm pretty sure it got turned into a cube when we moved house, because it was just getting all rusty and hadn't been used. So yeah, I don't really have an interest in it. I don't think I'd be very good at it either, so probably not. But yeah, thank you so much for your questions this month. I hope that I answered them okay. And of course, as always, if you have any more, you can ask them tomorrow. I'm pretty sure is when I'll put out the next Q&A post. But thank you. I actually really love answering these questions, and it's always really fun. So yeah, thank you. I'll see you next month for the next Q&A. Bye.